Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome back to a special edition, special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And I will introduce my guest who's on the line shortly. But since I already had a show today and I used my quotes of the day for that show, I don't have quotes for this show, but I have my blog post from today. And I thought I would read my blog post because I got some nice feedback on it. A few people really liked it. So I just thought I would share it with everyone else because these blog posts are something that if you sign up for the talkradio.nyc newsletter, just go to talkradio.nyc and pop in your email address. It comes out twice a week. And this one I thought was kind of important for today. We make time for all sorts of things in our life, in our lives. We make time to work. We make time to sleep. We make time to eat. We make time for family. We make time for friends. We make time for projects. We make time for TV, movies, and hobbies. When do we make time for ourselves? When do we learn to put ourselves as a priority? Making time for ourselves does not have to be complicated. It does not have to be a chore. It can be as simple as giving ourselves a few extra minutes before returning that phone call, or taking a walk around the block before going back into the office. Or perhaps you just feel like taking the long way home for a change. Or maybe if you're really daring, you actually schedule a free afternoon and plan nothing at all. Making time for ourselves is not a luxury. It is essential for our well-being. When we stop putting everyone and everything else before ourselves, we feel better. We can then show up better in the world. We have the capacity to do more. We can be more present for those we love. Taking time for ourselves to just be with ourselves is one of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves. I'm sorry, I'm trying to do something on the Facebook live stream and it didn't work. Okay, hold on 1 second, Charlene. So how can you give yourself some more time? You know, time is one of those funny things. We always hear people saying that come on, how do we add her? We always hear people saying, oh, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. But the truth is, we all have the same amount of time. It's not that we don't have time. It's where do we make as a priority? So this is just sort of my way this week to kind of say, hey, let's make ourselves a priority. Let's take some time for ourselves. And when we do that, it sometimes feels like a selfish act, but actually there's nothing more generous than we can do, because when we take time for ourselves, we're better able to be present for those around us. So I don't know about you, but that to me sounds pretty hard, pretty open-hearted to me. So this is my thought for today. Let's all learn to take a little bit more time for ourselves. And now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show Shirlene Reeves. Shirlene is the author of Selling Through Your Heart, a business. She is a business success coach, an international keynote speaker, founder of three integrated business programs, Selling Through Your Heart, two-day intensive business mastery, and world-renowned massive visibility media course designed for coaches to make an impact through radio, podcasts, web TV, and web TV interviews. She's also been a host on WMAX.TV and is the host of her own radio show, Ascended Masters at Work, on BBS Radio, which I had the extreme pleasure of being a guest on. And Shirlene, I really appreciate that. She has an education and experience in both financial and spiritual principles. She was the CEO of her own nationwide California C Corp for over 17 years, which she bootstrapped from zero to multi-millions of dollars per year with over 23,000 people working for her. Today, she focuses on teaching authors, salespeople, and coaches how to increase sales and create multiple streams of income. And I am very, very pleased that she has made the time to come on the show today. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Shirlene.
Hey, thanks, Sam. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Great. I'm really glad that you're here as well. I invited you onto the Facebook live stream. I don't know if that worked or not, but
where do I go for that? I'm on here. I see you, but I don't know how to put myself.
Didn't send you a little message that you were invited?
Let me check. You mean email?
And in Facebook somewhere, you should have gotten a little thing.
Oh, but in Facebook. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, in the meantime, I just wanted to kind of mention that Shirlene is a fellow member of the Evolutionary Business Council. You guys, my audience is very well aware. I've had many, many people on the show from the Evolutionary Business Council, because it's such an amazing organization of like-hearted, like-spirited, like-minded entrepreneurs who are also very conscious and very spiritually minded. So I always love bringing people on who are fellow members of the EBC. And especially Shirlene with her book, Selling Through Your Heart. You guys know this is a woman after my own heart. Right, Shirlene?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't have an invite.
All right. I'll try it again, but we just keep going.
Okay, good.
So, you're no slouch either. You had I can't believe that tens of thousands of people working for you and multi-millions of dollars a year in revenue. How did you do that?
Well, it takes time to do that. And when I first started my business, I was just doing it on my own. And then as we grow, we have to add more and more people.
Right.
And that's how it happened.
Hmm. Cool. And what industry was this company in?
Real estate, finance. And what I did is I had these people all over the nation that were going out and explaining loan documents to people. And you know how it was for a very long time. We did a lot of refinances.
Yeah,
we did a lot of sales. And I was able to feed people all over the nation because they were working for me and under me. So it was a really big family and very heartfelt business. I love doing it.
Wow. Cool. So, I mean, you're a really grounded person, right? I mean, if you can deal with refinancing and loan documents and real estate, I mean, that's not for the faint of heart, as they say.
No, it's really not. And you have to ride out the economy as well.
Right.
And that's something I focus on very seriously.
Right. But at some point, you made this sort of switch where you went from being a CEO to being sort of a consultant for entrepreneurs. What got you to kind of switch things around?
Well, one thing was the economy itself, because you know what happened in 2008, 2009.
Oh, yes. I was in the middle of that.
I had to rethink my business and rethink how I was going to literally unwind it, because if you remember, the banks were doing no loans, no refinances, no nothing.
Yep.
And I just decided that really I'd had enough, because when you're trying to support people all over the United States and you have so much liability, I just decided it was too much for one person, and I let go.
Wow. That must have been a very difficult decision to make.
Very, very painful, because it hurts so many people at the same time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the universe provided, and I was able to pay off all the debt, all the signing agents, everybody that had worked left whole with $300 in this.
Wow.
And that's
amazing.
How I got a new business. I saw how I had all these entrepreneurs working with me, and I saw how lost they were and that they didn't know how to build a business or take it from that hobby zone to the next level. And that's what I decided that would be best for me to teach.
Wow. So how long did it take you to kind of make that transition and start actually coaching entrepreneurs?
It took me maybe 9 months of prep time, because I really had to think about what I had done that created the success in my business.
Right.
And, you know, as we go through it, we just do what we need to do at the time, but we don't really know, you know, what you're going to do from one step to the next. So I had to literally go back and dissect everything I had done so that I would be able to teach entrepreneurs how to move to that next level.
Yeah. Wow. So it took a lot of introspection and took a lot of review, took a lot of like, okay, you know, what did I do here and what did I do there and what were the big lessons? And now how do I take that and explain that to people, which is a whole nother thing.
Yes, it is a whole nother thing. And fortunately, I was raised by a teacher, so I'm a really good coach. And that's why I enjoy it.
Wonderful. And so how many years now have you been coaching entrepreneurs?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been since 2010.
Okay, so 8 years.
That's when it all started.
Gotcha. And when did you write your book, Selling Through Your Heart?
Oh, that's a great question, Sam, because that took me back into more introspection. And I really had to think about how to put that into words so that people could understand what it was I was trying to share with them. It took me 2 years to write that book, but 28 years of experience to dissect and put into words that people could understand.
Wow. 28 years worth of experience into one book. How many pages is it again? I forget, like 200 something?
I think 367.
367.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it takes you from the fears in your life of maybe feeling like you can't do it. Mm. But the reality is that you can. And in the beginning of the book, we look into where those fears come from. And then we move into your million-dollar business blueprint. And once you've got that, then we talk about business and how to develop business. And then I talk about massive visibility media, because once you have a platform to stand on, you can do what you and I are doing right now.
Right. Right, right. But having the platform is the key. Okay, Charlene, it's time for us to take our first break. I want you to hold on. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what are the things that kind of prevent us and help us to be successful as entrepreneurs, okay? Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, a special edition with my guest, Charlene Reeves. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the special edition of The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with my guest, Charlene Reeves, author of the book, Selling Through Your Heart. So, Charlene, let's get into some stuff that will really help our audience, help those entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, spiritpreneurs, small business owners, big business owners alike. What are some of the things that you've learned from your own introspection that kind of hold us back from really being as successful as we can be? Like, what stops us from making more money?
Fear.
Fear.
It's all about fear. And also, sometimes we surround ourselves with people who hold us back. Mm. You know that story about the is it lobsters where you put them in the pan and then as you try to climb out, they keep pulling you down.
Hmm.
It's all about who you surround yourself with and who you are supported by.
Yeah.
Another thing is a lot of them run from one seminar to the next, sitting through 3 days, 2 days, 4 days.
Yeah.
And they get all the information about the what, but they have no information about the how when they leave, so they can't figure out how to take that next step.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, back in the day when I was much more into the personal development world and I would go to things like, you know, Tony Robbins, T. Harv Eker, stuff like that. And I went to a few. I didn't go crazy, but I met people who literally almost every single month they were going to some seminar. But you look at their life and their life in general just isn't improving.
Right. That's exactly right. And it's because they don't know the answers for the how, and they're not willing to pay the $30,000 to get them.
Right. So what, you know, what is the cause of the fear? What are most people so afraid of? What are they afraid of investing in themselves, as an example?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I find that they may have already invested, but they didn't get where they want to go, and they blame everybody else for that, when they may have taken a small program and invested in themselves, but found that they weren't able to get where they wanted to go because they didn't have all the answers. So then they become afraid of investing in the next program. And I worked with a client that had been through so many coaches before me, it was ridiculous. And a lot of it, I think, was that she just didn't do the activities that she was required to do in order to get where she wanted to go. And a big part of that was fear, because if I try and I don't succeed, then what? Then what happens? What am I going to do with myself?
So it's that fear of failure, really, fear of making a mistake.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, why are we so, and it's so interesting now, because in a lot of the thought leadership world these days, you hear people like Seth Godin and other famous people talking about the need to for failure and how we need to fail fast and fail often. But that's like so antithetical to the way we're raised, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're taught to be controlled. We're taught to actually think about what we're doing and, oh, maybe we might get hurt if we do that, or maybe if we stand up and speak our mind and give our opinion, such as we're doing today, that could be scary because we've been told as children, well, my situation, I was told that I was to be seen and not heard. Never was allowed to have an opinion of any kind. And there was a great deal of abuse that came if I did express my opinion. Ooh. So I have to be honest, for a long time, that created a lot of fear.
Sure.
But you have to know that you want to work through it. That's the big thing, is to work through that and not believe what others tell you. Have faith in yourself and know that you can do whatever it is you set your mind to.
What are some of the tools or tips or ideas you can give people for things like when fear comes up? You know, what are some ways that we can work through that fear?
Well, 100 times people have told us just to breathe, right? We have to breathe into it and ask ourselves, am I okay right now?
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Am I okay right now? The other thing is just really think about where you're going and actually hire a coach that's doing what you want to do. And only that coach. These coaches that say, oh, I could help you make 7 figures or even 6 figures, and they aren't doing it themselves, how can they teach you that when they don't know?
Right.
So reduce the fear by looking at the coaches. May I use my book as an example?
Absolutely.
I spent almost 3 years looking for a coach that could take me to the next level of speaking along with providing my book. And I couldn't really find any. There were coaches that taught speaking. There were coaches that taught book writing. And then I found a coach that could do both. That is the coach that I hired. And that's why I'm where I am today. And it was worth every penny that I paid.
Ah, I see. So don't use multiple coaches. Find the one person who's actually done what you want to do and work with that person, which makes, you know, it's so simple. It's stupid. It's like, of course, you want to work with the person who's done what you want to do. Don't work with somebody who has not done what you want to do.
Exactly.
Wow.
And another thing, Sam, is that we pay these coaches a lot of money, and then they have all these coaches under them, so you don't get the real coach.
Yeah.
You get somebody who's in the second tier.
Right.
And then how do you know you're going to accomplish what you came to do? Suddenly you have a coach that isn't doing what you hired them to do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And there's so many coaches out there. I mean, how do you select a good coach? Because there's so many people and like that have a certificate from this coaching program or that coaching program. And some of these coaches, that's all they've ever done is coach. And I'm like, you have no real world experience. How can you coach me?
Exactly. You're 100% correct. And the people that hire me because I've had that business with those 23,000 people working under me. And I've had that ability to up level my business. So when they come to me, they get me. I don't have a lot of people working under me because that doesn't benefit the people that hire me. I want them to get my coaching and only my coaching because other people bring in techniques that come from other coaches.
Right, right, right. So why did you write your book, Selling Through Your Heart?
I'm very connected to spiritual guidance. You know that.
Yes, hence the name of your radio show, Ascended Masters at Work, which I love.
Exactly, and that's where the book came from. I sat and downloaded day after day after day and put the book together based on that. And I'm just only a representative of what it says in there. That's all I can say.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And you also have like some business programs. You have a 2-day intensive, a business mastery program, and a visibility program. What is the benefit of you know, if someone has the book, like why would they do the 2-day intensive?
Because I think it has a lot to do with experience. In the 2-day intensive, you have an opportunity to interact with other people to see how it feels with them. That 2-day intensive is all about selling through your heart and the 3-step sales wall. And in the course, you actually participate in experiencing those steps so that when you walk out the door, everything I do, you walk out the door with that technique in your under your belt, so to speak. And if you don't have a chance to interact with others and see how it feels and how others react, the book is great, but you've got to go out and do it. Every book is the same.
Right.
Just people don't go out and do what's in the book.
Right, right, right. As my previous guest just said, you know, you can read the book and say, oh, what a lovely book, but that means you're not really doing the things unless you're actually digging in and saying, okay, let me do step one first. Okay, now let me do step two. Okay, now I'll do step three.
Exactly. This book is nothing but a guide, a reference guide that you can go back to over and over again.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what has it been like over the last 8 years to work with entrepreneurs as a coach yourself? Has it been fun, difficult, challenging, pulling your hair out? I mean, what kind of experience, you know, compared to being the CEO of a corporation?
You know, I think it's more fun for me personally to work with the entrepreneurs. When you're working as a CEO in a corporation, you're working with employees, and they're there to do the work that you assign them. With entrepreneurs, they're really stepping into a new way of life, a new way of doing their business, and their successes are my successes. That's how I think about it. And I get so excited because I'm so proud of many, many of them. Many of the people who have worked with me have their own radio shows. They've had their own TV shows. And they still do today. And that's what excites me, is to see that they really do go out and do it once they've learned.
That they actually put the principles and the strategies into practice. And then because they've put it into practice, they've actually gotten somewhere.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
And they're making money, which is really awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. Like things actually work and people actually pay them and they actually have money in the bank. It's a concept.
Yes, all of that. And you know, they make it very, very quickly because once they take this 2-day intensive, then they have the ability right away to go out and start utilizing it and making the money. And they do that. I had one group of 8. I don't take a lot through it at one time.
Oh, okay.
And they made over $300,000 in just 10 weeks.
Wow.
You know, on their own respective programs. But the point is they made the money as soon as they got out of class. And then we have a every week boot camp on Friday mornings so that they can ask questions like, okay, I got step one done, and this is what do I do for step two? And then I can tell them on that Friday morning, and everybody else hears it, so they all learn at the same time.
Gotcha.
And then step three, which is the sale, is unbelievably simple after they take those first two steps.
I see.
It's a no-brainer because their clients call them.
Okay. All right. So time for us to take another break. When we come back, let's talk about that sales thing a little bit and talk about what are some of the challenges around sales and what are some of the things we can do to get past those challenges.
Okay.
All right, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, a special edition at a special time, 1 p.m. instead of 12 p.m., my usual time. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, a special edition with my dear guest, Shirlene Reeves. And I've been negligent. I haven't given out the call-in number. If anyone wants to call in and ask a question, 877-480-4120. Or if you're watching on the Facebook live stream, just type your question into the comments field, and we'll definitely ask it. So, Shirlene, we're ended off last segment talking about, you know, sales, that dirty word, that four-letter word. So what, why do entrepreneurs have such a hard time with sales, and what can we do to get past it?
I think a big part of the sales issue is that people don't want to feel pushy. Mm. They don't want to chase people for doing the sale. They attend all the wrong networking groups for who they want to sell to. Right. And they don't think about their target market and who that specific person is so that they can approach that person and build a relationship with them. Mm. So it's all about fear again. I bring that up because all of us have this underlying fear. If you think about things, even the government creates fear around what they want us to do. We're raised with it. We live in it.
Absolutely.
Everything is about that. And so when we want to approach another person, we don't really know what foundation we're standing on or how to talk to that person so that we can determine what their needs really are and whether we can fill them or not. And that's the biggest problem that people have, I think.
Wow. So what's the cure for getting past that fear? How do we, you know, we're standing there, we're talking to somebody, maybe they're a potential client. How do we get over the fear of talking to them and enrolling them in our process or whatever it is?
And that's a really, really good question, Sam.
Yeah.
How to get over that fear. So the way that we get over that fear is to treat everybody like they're our friends. And get to know them and build a relationship, because everybody you talk to has value. Either you can refer them to someone else, or you could support them yourself. But if you don't talk to them and build a relationship with them first, how do we know?
Right.
Because we're all only human interacting on a human plane. That's it. And all we have to do, just like you and I, originally, we hardly knew each other, but we've gotten to know each other all over time and built relationship and trust over time. That's the same thing we have to do with sales.
Yeah. It's not a one and done kind of thing. Not, go out there, do anything you can to get the sale and burn your bridges. It's get to know the person, treat them like a human being, develop the relationship, and they will come to you.
Exactly.
Wow. Such a simple thing, but somehow it can be very elusive for many people.
Well, I learned this over my 17 years in business, Sam, and I had to get business from very high ups in Wells Fargo and Fidelity Title and B of A and all those banks that were around at that time. And I walked with the CEOs of those banks and the vice presidents and had lunch with them and whatnot. And we grew a relationship over a time. And as a result, I got millions of dollars in business. So now I just scale it down to a smaller level. And I teach others how to do that.
Right. And so your book is called Selling Through Your Heart. What does that mean, selling through your heart?
Well, it means what we were just talking about, learning how to build relationships from your heart. Get out of your head and stop chasing people down the hallway for a sale because they're going to run from you anyway. Think with your heart.
Right.
And care about them. Love them. Be kind to them first and get to know them. And then they'll start referring to you. They'll bring their business to you. I get calls just out of the blue. Oh, you're still doing this. I need this now. You don't always know when people are going to need you.
Wow. Yeah, and it's so funny because, so much and so many times in business, we think like we have to shut off our heart. We have to hide our heart from people in business because it's going to get stepped on. And what you're saying is, no, it's actually your greatest asset.
It is, totally.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when we do develop that relationship, it's not about getting the sale necessarily, because maybe that person doesn't need your skills or your thing right then and there. But if you develop the relationship, as you were just saying before, they could potentially refer you to other people they know.
Exactly. And, I live on the beach. And I can see this gorgeous lighthouse just down the way from where I am.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And I think about, I liken business owners to a lighthouse running up and down the beach. Have you ever seen that happen?
Yes.
Of course. So, a lighthouse just stands firmly in one place and beams its light out for everybody who needs them. And then, the lighthouse, the captains come to you instead of you chasing them up and down the beach.
Right.
And what I try to tell people is, if you learn how to stand on your foundation and then you beam your light brightly through social media, people will find you when they need you. And that's the whole principle of what I teach.
So, it's about kind of standing in your center, being who you are, and then just letting people know that you're out there, and then your tribe, the people who you're meant to work with, will find you that way.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Fascinating.
But you have to know, too, Sam, who you're talking to and who your target market is. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. But let's get into that a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, in other words, a lot of people think they can sell to everybody. In fact, I just talked to someone yesterday that thought that same thing, and she happens to be in my social media course where she's learning how to do Facebook video. And she has such a hard time with all of this because what she's trying to do is sell to everybody.
Right.
So let me make an example, okay? I'll use my own example if I may.
Certainly.
Where I focus, as you know, and we've been talking about, on entrepreneurs specifically.
Right.
And if I was focusing on everybody, I'd have to be speaking employee language and entrepreneurial language. So let's talk about just having a client. We have clients, right?
Right.
What do businesses have? They don't have clients. What do they have?
Consumers.
Exactly, right? So
right.
If I'm standing in front of entrepreneurs and I'm saying, well, if you want consumers to buy your product, they're not even going to know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we have to finely tune who it is that we're talking to and then determine what the comments and the phrases are that they use so that we could speak to them in a way that they understand our message.
Right, right. Exactly, because otherwise, like as in your example, you're speaking gibberish. They don't understand what you're talking about. You've totally lost them. The eyes glaze over, and they've checked out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I had a client who she's been with me for about a year. And originally, she came to me because she was holding events, and she had CEOs in her events and managers and entrepreneurs. So
mm-hmm.
she was trying to speak a language for both of them, but got no pickup. Nobody bought anything.
Right,
now
right.
we've fine-tuned it down to the corporation that she wants to work with and how she speaks to them. And now she's getting $30,000 contracts. I can't even get coffee with her. She's so busy. But that's the difference. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, right, right. It's as you said, it's knowing who you're talking to and knowing sort of how to connect to them because
yes.
you don't necessarily connect to everybody the same way.
Yes, exactly. And the lady I was talking about yesterday, she said, oh, my age range that I work with are between 60 and 75. Well, if she did some research, she would find that the marketing that she is doing currently does not apply to that age range. That age range doesn't have any interest in the marketing on Facebook or LinkedIn that she is trying to accomplish. So we really have to talk about this.
Wow, yes.
Before we make those decisions.
Right, right, right. Yeah, because all too often we kind of make these decisions to do something because it just feels good or feels right, but without sort of critically examining it. And then, you know, we just do it. And then when we look at it and then we find out, well, it's just not working because we didn't take the time up front to really think it through and make sure, is this really apropos for who we're trying to get?
Exactly. And there's another problem, Sam. May I address that?
Sure.
Well, we start these businesses because we go through this life experience and we go, oh my gosh, I learned how to come through that life experience. How do I turn this into a business? And you can't turn that into a business because you may be one in a whole haystack that needed whatever it is that you're trying to sell. But what you have to do is think around that business and look for what it is that people are looking for. And I have an example.
Yeah.
One of my clients is all about feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
But when she talked to her perfect target market, she found out they weren't interested in feng shui. They weren't interested in bettering their health, which was another thing they were doing. What they were interested in was having money flowing in. They were having a hard time making money. And so now she does a course on how to set up your office so that money will flow in. And she's running her classes, and it's happening for her students. And that's what I'm talking about by targeting.
Wow, wow. So it's not necessarily that you're doing something different or you're changing something different. You're just applying it to a problem that your clients have so that they understand, okay, this is a solution to a problem I'm having, and wording it in a way that they get it.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Very good. That's a great example. I love that, the feng shui consultant.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Shirlene, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break of the show. So let's take this break. And when we come back, I really want to talk about your radio show, Ascended Masters at Work, because I just love the title. And I just want to get into why you call it that and kind of what does that represent for you?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Our guest this hour has been Shirlene Reeves, author of the book Selling Through Your Heart. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour with Shirlene Reeves, author of the book Selling Through Your Heart, and fellow radio host having her own show called Ascended Masters at Work on BBS Radio. How can people find that radio show, Shirlene?
Well, they can just go to AscendedMastersAtWork.com and it will pop up. It's very simple. There's not many of us out there called Ascended Masters at Work.
No, I'm sure they're not. And I love it. And so let's edify our audience of why do you call it Ascended Masters at Work?
Well, like I said with the book, it was told what I was given the name of what I was to call this radio show. And you know, I fought with it and fought with it. I thought, oh, you know, here I'm in business and finance and sales, and I'm supposed to call it Ascended Masters at Work. But then the principle came through that I'm showing others how we have moved into a different level just by the guidance and acting on that guidance that we receive. So that is the purpose of this show. And I think you remember that, Sam, because I asked you that question.
Yes, yes. I thoroughly enjoyed being on the show. It was a great show.
It was fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, Ascended Masters, you know, most people think of that as, you know, these spiritual beings, and they don't usually think of that as like something they can apply to their business, to their work. Yet these very same principles are absolutely what we need to apply to our work. And it's a way of showing people our authentic self, isn't it?
It is. Yes. Because we all have different experiences and we all receive different messages that take us into the guidance. And you asked a while back on the show, you know, how do we know that we're making the right decision? Well, you have to listen to your own higher guidance as to whether that's the right coach for you or not. Mm-hmm. And I get so many people who say, wow, I checked in, and there was no question that you were the right coach for me. I'm not the right coach for everybody.
Right.
And I just want to work with the people that really understand the principles that if we are gravitated towards someone and we know that we're going to get the benefit because this coach has done what I want to do, then you've got two positives working in your favor. So I thought, well, we'll just bring these messages to the masses and they can follow or not whatever it is that they hear from somebody on the show.
So is it a show sort of designed for, I don't know what you call it, a spiritual entrepreneur?
I think actually it could be for everybody, but I love those spiritual entrepreneurs. I don't want to be working with the atheists that don't that aren't connected at all. Yeah. That's not my thing.
Yeah. Wonderful. And a little bird mentioned to me something that you might have a special offer for our audience today.
Oh, I do. I have such a fun little quiz.
Oh.
It's called the Selling Through Your Heart Quiz, and it gives you an opportunity to figure out whether you compel your clients to work with you or if you're the person chasing them down the hall demanding a sale. So if you go to sellingthroughyourheart.com, you'll find the quiz there, and I think you'll have fun. It only takes 5 to 7 minutes, but it gives you a world of information about yourself.
Ah, interesting. So it's a way of, like, answering some questions and then being able to get sort of a little report back of, like, well, you know, because of the way you answered this, this is, you know, kind of what's going on.
Exactly.
Got you. Oh, cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for offering that to our audience. And your book, Selling Through Your Heart, where can people find that?
They can find it on Amazon. They can just go to Amazon and look up Selling Through Your Heart, and it'll come up. Or you can see it right there on my website, and you can purchase it there, too. And if you purchase it on my website, I'll sign it for you before I send it out.
Oh, how about that? Yay. That's great.
Sure.
So, Charlene, what's next for Charlene Reeves?
What is next? Wow. Well, I just developed this little social media course that goes into the major massive visibility media course. And I'm really having fun with that. And that's only a 6-week course if you choose to take it that way. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that's next. And then, of course, you know, Sam, I'm always out speaking and you know, working on these radio shows and having fun with others.
Yeah. Are all your courses in person or are they online?
Some online, some in person.
Oh, okay, great. So if they just go through to sellingthroughyourheart.com, they'll have access to everything and be able to see everything.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So out of this, you know, this whole path, this whole journey that you've taken from CEO of a financial corporation to a spiritual entrepreneur coach, what have you learned about yourself that you never realized before?
Well, that I can do it.
Mm.
My theme song is I'm Still Standing. You know that one?
Absolutely.
You know, I learned that I have tenacity and that what I teach actually works. And that is such a good feeling when you see your students succeeding at what it is they're doing.
Yeah. And in business today, do you feel like the business environment is different than it used to be, that you know, things are different, or are things just the same, just, you know, it's another turn around the wheel?
Oh, I think that things are so different because due to the internet, everything is moving really, really fast.
Ah.
It takes a lot to keep up.
Yeah.
You have to just stay focused on what it is that you want to accomplish. Otherwise, there's too many shiny objects to run after.
Right,
and that's I think that's the biggest problem about our business environment today is that, there's always something better coming along. Something on the other side of the fence is so much greener.
Yeah.
But if we don't stay focused and accomplish what it is that we start, we never get to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. It's because access to things is so much easier than it used to be. We can find all these things we could never find before, and they all sound so great, but mm-hmm. then we're dividing our attention a million different ways, and nothing's really getting accomplished.
Yeah, those are the students I have to fire. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do the other thing. But wait a minute, we have to have a foundation to stand on first.
Right.
So let's get those that target market done, your programs developed, and let's start listening to what your clients have to say so we know how to speak correctly to them.
So would you say that's maybe one of the biggest challenges we have today is just, you know, avoiding the ADD and staying focused?
I think that's one of them. And the other is stepping into who you are and delivering a message that people are waiting to hear, because your people are waiting for you. And if you don't step up and make a difference, how will they ever find you? It's not possible.
Yeah, exactly. And that you don't have to be afraid to be who you really are, and that you don't have to sell to everyone. You just have to be authentic and allow the people who your message resonates with to come to you.
Absolutely. And the underlying message is believe in yourself and don't worry about the fear. You're going to have fear no matter what.
Right.
Got to believe in yourself and your message and believe that you are worth what you charge. One of the favorite phrases I just recently learned is, I charge for that.
That's a great phrase, yes. Absolutely. Well, Charlene, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. And I also appreciate the last minute change in times. I apologize for that again.
No problem at all, Sam.
All right. And
for you, I'll make any change and adjustment I need to.
Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you. Same here. And you have to let me know next time you're coming out to New York City so we can get you here in studio.
Okay. I think that'd be a blast. I'd love it.
All right. Wonderful. And speaking of studio, I just thought I'd make a quick announcement to let people know that Talking Alternative is broadcasting is moving, and Double Diamond Wellness too. We have signed a lease on a new space, and we're no longer going to be on 72nd Street. We don't have an exact move date yet, but it will probably be sometime in the middle of June. So for those on the Facebook Live, you see these, you know, nice little seafoam green walls behind me. That's going to change, and you're going to see something different. Hopefully, we'll have a very smooth transition, a very smooth move, and it won't disrupt the operations. June is going to be a month of change, so I hope you guys will stay with us, as well as we have probably two, maybe three new shows coming on board in the next 2 months. So definitely sign up for our newsletter. Stay tuned. Come, make sure you check out the website, talkradio.nyc, and check on our schedule to get the latest updates in the schedule. Okay. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all my Facebook Live listeners. Thank you everyone listening on the podcast, on SoundCloud, and out there in all the million ways that you can listen to the show. We appreciate you. We love you all, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of the Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics, including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.